From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Today, the House of Representatives began the first congressional debate of the Iraq War since before it began. Speaker Nancy Pelosi opened the session.
The American people have lost faith in President Bush's course of action in Iraq, and they are demanding a new direction. On January 10th, President Bush proposed deploying more than 20,000 additional combat troops into Iraq. This week, we will debate his escalation.
The debate is expected to go late into the night every day this week, with a final vote on Friday. NPR's Andrea Seabrook reports on the first day.
Perhaps it's the gravity of the situation in Iraq, or the rising number of Americans at home personally affected by the war. Whatever the reason, this debate is strikingly different from the usual business of the House of Representatives. Members of Congress spoke on the floor in a tone both flat, calm, and serious. Speaker Pelosi spoke of the violence in Iraq getting worse month by month. She invoked President Bush's words to Democrats that he welcomes debate in a time of war. And at one point, Pelosi set her jaw.
Our military has done everything they have been asked to do, and they have performed excellently. But in order to succeed in Iraq, there must be diplomatic and political initiatives. There has been no sustained and effective effort to engage Iraq's neighbors diplomatically, and there has been no sustained and effective effort to engage Iraqi factions politically.
The result of what Pelosi called the Bush administration's mistakes, she said, is hardening sectarian tensions in Iraq, ethnic cleansing block by block in Baghdad, and waves of refugees burdening neighboring countries. This resolution will not change that. It is non-binding. But the speaker made it clear that its sparse two sentences supporting the troops and disapproving of the surge strategy is only the first of Congress's actions.
After the members of this body, of this House of Representatives, have fully debated the president's escalation proposal, we will have a straight up or down vote. In a few days, and in fewer than 100 words, we will take our country in a new direction on Iraq. A vote of disapproval will set the stage for additional Iraq legislation, which will be coming to the House floor. Friday's vote will signal whether the House has heard the American people. No more blank checks for President Bush on Iraq.
After Pelosi came the top Republican in the House, Minority Leader John Boehner.
There's no question that the war in Iraq has been difficult. All Americans are frustrated that we haven't seen more success and that we haven't seen it more quickly. But war is never easy and almost never goes according to plan. Al-Qaeda and their supporters in the region have been steadfast in their efforts to slow us down and frustrate our efforts to succeed. But because they cannot defeat Americans on the battlefield, Al-Qaeda and terrorist sympathizers around the world are trying to divide us here at home. Over the next few days, we have an opportunity to show our enemies that we will not take the bait.
Like Pelosi, Boehner goes on to call the anti-surge resolution only the first of Congress's actions, though Boehner's take on what's coming is quite different.
This non-binding resolution is the first step toward abandoning Iraq by cutting off funding for our troops that are in harm's way. And we know what Al-Qaeda thinks when America retreats from the battlefield. They think that we can't stomach a fight. This is why they haven't been afraid to strike us whenever and wherever they've had the opportunity to do so.
Boehner argued that pulling out of Iraq would have catastrophic consequences for the Iraqis left there and for Americans everywhere. You can hear in these two opposing leaders' speeches the struggle to paint the Iraq debate in completely opposite terms. Democrats say this surge is the last gasp in a series of failed attempts by the Bush administration to get control over the war in Iraq. Armed Services Committee Chairman Ike Skelton made this case.
Mr. Speaker, this is a great American tragedy. The mission of this Congress is to urge the change of course. We're here today because of a series of irretrievable strategic mistakes.
And Republicans say the resolution is both pointless, since it's non-binding, and too strong, since it sends a message to America's enemies that the country is divided. Minority Whip Roy Blunt made this case, saying the bill will discourage the troops and embolden terrorists.
This Congress should be doing neither of those things. What this resolution will not do is take a position on what we should do as we face the challenge of our generation.
But the House debate is also going well beyond the political light of the resolution. Members of Congress of both parties, who've been deeply involved in every step of this war, including through classified briefings and countless hearings, describe just how incredibly complex and messy the situation has become. Their real differences lie in the question Washington has been grappling with for several years now. Is Iraq a front of the war against terror? Republican Duncan Hunter of California, the ranking member of the Armed Services Committee, says, yes, it is, and the resolution will not help.
And I think it's going to be received by friend and foe alike as the first sound of retreat in the world battle against extremists and terrorists.
Democrat Tom Lantos of California chairs the Foreign Affairs Committee and believes that Iraq is not a front of the war against terrorism, but a distraction from it.
We are not fighting terrorism in Iraq. We are attempting to referee a religiously based civil war which saps our strength and destroys our fabric as a society.
There is little question of the outcome of this debate. Democrats seem united in favor of the resolution. 24 Republicans, more or less, are also expected to vote for it. But whatever the numbers show on Friday, it is certain that the debate will continue. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, The Capitol.